Summers in Phoenix are punishing to begin with, and this summer was just scorching. July and August were the hottest and the driest on record. And while much of the country is beginning to cool off as autumn approaches, we can expect more triple-digit temperatures into next week. KJZZ's Kathy Ritchie has more on our long, hot summer.
Summers here are always brutal, but this summer was arguably the worst. According to the National Weather Service, we experienced a record-smashing 53 days where temperatures were 110 degrees or higher. The previous mark of 33 days was set in 2011, and sometimes it exceeded 115 degrees. There were 14 of those miserable days. Despite the less-than-ideal weather, though, many of us still enjoy the challenge of hiking up a mountain on a really toasty day.
But I can tell you that in one day we did have five mountain rescues.
That's Phoenix Fire Department Captain Todd Keller, and he's talking about what happened on September 6th.
We had three on this Echo Canyon trailhead on Camelback Mountain, and those three were all back to back. So as soon as our firefighters had gotten down there, redispatched for someone having difficulty. So those firefighters had to turn around, get some water in their system, and head right back up the mountain.
Phoenix fire crews rescued 10 people that day.
That was a busier day for the Phoenix Fire Department.
It was also 113 degrees and another record-breaking day. But this year's excessive heat was compounded by the coronavirus. And like our weather, the virus hit Arizona hard, right in the middle of summer. There were very few places people could go for relief. Libraries and public pools were closed. Movie theaters were closed. Gyms were closed. Even the Salt River was closed to tubers due to the high risk of spreading COVID-19. And if you wanted to drown your sorrows in a bar, well, those were closed too. But if 2020 has taught us anything, it's that if something can go wrong, it absolutely will. Just ask Aaron Fagan. He's a service manager with Gettle Air Conditioning and Plumbing.
It's been absolutely insanity this year. We've been so busy compared to, you know, prior years.
Yep. 2020 is the year where your air conditioner will go kaput. And doing this job in this extreme heat is no walk in the park.
Depending on what kind of roof they have, you can almost feel like your feet are boiling. And then in the attic, if it's 110 outside, it's like 130, you know, in that attic.
But with so many people staying home and pushing their AC units to work even harder.
We had guys out till 1, 2 in the morning sometimes, you know, doing service calls, and the homeowners wanted us there. They, you know, it was that late and they were happy to see us.
Besides coping with the heat, these guys were also working in a global pandemic and wearing personal protective equipment like masks. Well, Fagan says it just made their work harder. But the reality is broken air conditioners and overheated hikers are not out of the ordinary during the summer months. Falling saguaros, however, are.
I was definitely surprised to know we all were very intrigued. That's not a normal call that many people run.
Firefighter paramedic Alexander Yates is with the Glendale Fire Department. Over a week ago, he and his engine got a call about a cactus.
And when we showed up, we didn't really know what to expect. Honestly, I had never been on one of these calls before. Didn't know if it was going to be a 15-foot cactus and someone was just a little worried, or you know, if it was going to be 30, 40-foot tall saguaro. And it was.
The saguaro crashed into the garage and a parked car. Clearly, these beautiful cactus are no joke. They're heavy and covered in sharp spines, but why are they falling? Raul Puente is a research botanist at the Desert Botanical Garden in Phoenix.
I think that there are several reasons, but the heat is definitely the main cause.
Saguaros have evolved to hack it in this heat. They're also in tune with the weather. So, like us, they're expecting the annual monsoon. But that, too, fell flat this year. And instead of replenishing water lost due to the heat, saguaros were left high and dry. And there's something else, says Puente. Saguaros perform photosynthesis in the evening when temperatures are supposed to be cooler.
What is happening, we see during the summer, and especially this year, is that it's still midnight and we're closing to 100 degrees.
And that's too hot. The average low for July and August was in the upper 80s, still really warm. But it's during that process when saguaros turn carbon dioxide into food or energy. Now, that's not even happening the way it's supposed to. Then again, nothing in 2020 has happened the way it was supposed to. Kathy Ritchie, KJZZ News, Phoenix.